Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, another update on the construction of the new Bluegrass Stockyard, making great progress in northern Fayette County, just off I-75. For you non-farmers listening, it may surprise the number of related retail and service companies that will also be located on that new site.
In conjunction with the sale ring and the stockyard offices, you've got commodity brokerage, a local meat market going in for farmers that are selling direct to the consumer, hay and straw brokerage, auction and real estate companies, trucking companies, a full-service restaurant with dinner service to seat about 125 people.
Chief Operating Officer for Bluegrass Stockyard, Jim Akers, says at this point, everything looks to be on schedule for a September grand opening. And he wasn't quite finished with that list of related on-site business ventures.
On the retail side, working Western Wear Store, Breeders Ferry Supplies moving out here with their line of equipment and equine supplies. And we're in the process of negotiating the final piece of the puzzle, which we hope to be more of a general farm supply type place that, you know, be handy. Farmers can pick up something that they need while they're here.
There will also be a high-tech, I guess you'd call it, presentation room for business meetings and for hosting school groups on field trips. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
In an earlier interview and report, Jim Akers pointed out that even after the complete fire loss of their downtown Lexington stockyard, their sales through farmers selling at their half dozen or so other locations have been down only about 5% from a year ago. He's been very pleased with that producer loyalty. And from his perspective, he feels like the new facility to open in September, well, that's their commitment to livestock producers.
I think a lot of people are maybe a little bit shocked at this point in history that we'd be willing to make this type of commitment, build this kind of facility. But, I mean, we believe in the auction market system. Obviously, the farmers in the area do too. And we think it's got to roll well into the future, obviously. We're already getting requests for tours this summer, you know, field days, and trying to schedule as many of those we can. I think there's a lot of interest and excitement.
We'll be sure to keep you posted on plans for the new facility's grand opening, I'm presuming in September. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.